This is VOA News. I'm Jim Bertel. In Afghanistan, a powerful suicide bombing targeted an under-construction medical facility Wednesday near Bagram Air Base, the main American base north of Afghanistan's capital. AP's Charles de Ledesma has more.
The military says the attacker struck the facility that's being built to help the Afghan people who live in the area. Spokesman Colonel Sonny Leggett said in a subsequent statement that some armed attackers remain inside the medical facility and that while still ongoing, the situation is isolated to the clinic building. He added the Bagram airfield itself is not in danger. However, several homes outside the sprawling base were destroyed and a large mosque in the area badly damaged. The Taliban have claimed responsibility for the attack. I'm Charles Ledesma.
He will become the fourth U.S. president to be impeached. Donald Trump faces charges of abuse of power and obstruction of Congress. Here's AP's Sagar Magani.
As the House moves toward voting to remove him from office, President Trump continues shrugging off their bid. The president rallied supporters in Pennsylvania hours after House Democrats formally charged him with high crimes and misdemeanors.
These two flimsy, pathetic, ridiculous articles of impeachment.
He says a predecessor may have backed down.
Under a table, thumb in the mouth, saying, take me home, mommy, this is too tough for me.
Not him. He casts Democrats as trying to nullify the last election in a move to win the next one.
It's not going
to
happen. Don't worry about it.
The House Judiciary Committee plans to begin debating the articles late today, with a full House vote expected next week and a likely Senate trial next month. Sagar Magani, Washington.
New Zealand officials say the threat of more tremors is delaying the recovery of bodies on White Island, 2 days after a fatal volcanic eruption. At least 6 people are dead. For more news, please download the VOA mobile app. In Washington, this is VOA News.